Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 2. Ready for our next story about the beginning of the world? Listen to Adam's Sweetheart. The two little monkeys were playing in the trees, swinging in the branches and looking for fruit. Oh, look, there's Adam. He's talking to the rest of the animals. Let's go see what he calls them. The two little monkeys watched as God brought all the animals to Adam, and he named every one. Let's see, the tall one who eats from the top of the trees is called giraffe. And that is elephant, who is so big and has an arm in front of his mouth for collecting food and water. Oh, sweetheart, there is my friend who showed me the tall tree. He's a bird, and his name is stork. And that is snake, who is so brightly colored and twists his thin body to walk like waving grass. God and Adam wandered around the lovely garden. And God said, "This tree here, Adam, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you must not eat from it. All the rest are for your food." "There's something bothering you, Adam. What is it?" "I like all the animals, God, but there is no one like me." My sweetheart nudged me. "Poor Adam, he doesn't have a sweetheart." And God saw that that was not good for the man to be alone. So he told Adam to take a rest and put him to sleep. We watched as God took a bone from Adam's side, closed him up, and then made an even more beautiful creature with a lovely laughing face and long hair. She bent over Adam and kissed him. Adam woke up. "Wow! Oh, thank you, God. She is perfect. A sweetheart for me. I'll call her Eve." "I'm glad you like her, Adam. My plan is that you and your wife will become one unit and be faithful to each other above all others. Teach your children that, too." Monkeys enjoyed sharing their garden with Adam and Eve and all the animals. But Monkey did not like Snake, even though he could walk on his tail like man and was very beautiful. He didn't seem very, honest. One day, Monkey saw Snake talking with Eve. He was leaning against the good and evil tree that God told Adam not to eat from. "So," said Snake, "God won't let you eat the fruit of these trees in the garden? What a shame." "Oh, no. We can eat all the fruit we want from any tree but this one. Adam said God told us not to touch this one or we'll die." "Yeah, you tell him, Eve," chattered Monkey. "No," said Snake. "Surely you won't die. God just doesn't want you to get wise like him, knowing all about good and evil." Eve looked at the pretty fruit. "It will make me wise? Like God?"
"Don't do it! Don't believe him! Don't touch that!"
Monkey screamed. But Eve picked one fruit, smelled it, tasted it. "Oh, that's delicious!" She ran to find Adam. "Adam! Adam! Taste this! God must have been wrong! Look, Snake said we won't die. Here. And Adam ate some fruit with Eve. Monkey watched, horrified. Oh, dear. Now what is going to happen? They shouldn't have disobeyed God. Adam and Eve looked at each other, and they felt ashamed. Oh, we should have clothes on. Monkey was amazed. Why are they putting leaves all over themselves? Oh, good. God is calling them. He can fix it. And then Monkey was even more amazed. What is wrong with them? They're running away to hide from God. We know what's wrong, don't we? They felt guilty and didn't want to see God because they disobeyed Him. If I knew I had done something wrong, I didn't want my mom to see me. Would you? Can God fix this problem? Bye for now.